Father God, we thank you, Lord, that this morning we know where our strength comes from. You say in your word, Lord, those who trust in you, those who wait on you, shall renew their strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. Thank you, Lord, for such a wonderful promise. Continuously, you just invite us to draw near to you. And we thank you for that invitation. We thank you, Jesus, that you made the way for us where there was no way. Jesus, you are the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through you. Jesus, you are the door, and you are the good shepherd. We ask, Lord, that you would lead us. Lead us in and out. Lead us to find pasture. Lord, lead us to the still waters. Rest for our souls. There are many here who are weary and burdened. But Lord, you welcome them. You invite them. You want to give them a rest. I speak, Lord, just a rest. A peace that surpasses understanding. That God's thoughts and emotions in the name of Jesus over each one here, Lord. Thank you, Father. We bless you, Lord. Amen. Take a moment and greet someone around, round and about. Say, welcome in the house of the Lord. A special welcome if you're visiting us this morning. I hope you enjoy the time with us. My name's Tiens. And, or Wim Tiens, yeah. And it's a privilege for me to share from the Word this morning. I want to ask a question before we start. What would you say is the reason that God created us? Why did God make us? Okay, I like the answers I'm hearing. Keep going. Yeah. Keep going. Keep going. It's all good. It's all right. Nothing wrong. I'm looking for something specific. Let's keep thinking. Why did God make me? Why did God make us? Why did God make man? Does he need us? Did he exist before us? Was he okay? Yeah. Why did God make us? Yeah, we're getting there. It's good. It's all good. There hasn't been any wrong answers. Okay, so I want to submit an answer here that God created us to receive his love. God created us to receive his love. He wants us to be his children, to be his family. He's a father. He's got a lot of love to give. He's a father. He wants children to love. He wants to shower his love upon us. Love, I want to submit this morning as the hallmark of the church. Love should be the central theme, should be the overwhelming experience of anyone visiting the church, any church, local church, church capital C, universal around the world. Love should be the hallmark of said church. I want to read for us from 1 Corinthians 13, the well-known chapter of love. I'm reading from the English Standard Version. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I'm a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. Okay. without love, even if we pretend to be deeply spiritual, even if we have received gifts which are irrevocable, without love, we actually just amount to an irritation. I don't know about you, but imagine first thing up in the morning, a gong in your ear, or a clanging cymbal. You see, we try and refrain from too many cymbals on the stage. You know, we don't have those ching like the marching bands. I mean, it's a bit intense. You know, it's hurting our eardrums right there. So, love, very important. Continue in verse 2. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains but have not love, I am nothing. Again, we can do a lot of things, and we can have the spiritual CV, you know. But if we don't have love, then we are zero on a contract. Verse 3, if I give away all I have, and if I deliver up my body to be burned but have not love, I gain nothing. You see, some people may be coming out of a performance mindset, out of a purely works-based relationship with God, might think, well, okay, I messed up yesterday. I didn't act very Christian-like. So if I just bring this sacrifice, it's going to restore everything. You see, you can't bribe God. You can't pay for things. There's examples in Scripture. People wanted to buy spiritual powers. It's not for sale. There's no sacrifice that you can bring that would substitute for love. Without love, you don't gain anything, even if you make the greatest sacrifice. I'm asking you, what is your motivation for doing things? When we talk about love here, we're talking about what is going on inside your heart. This is where we as Christians who've been serving the Lord maybe for a long time, and there might not be things outwardly that would indicate a need for fixing, but God would more and more start challenging our hearts. The Word of God discerns the intents of our hearts. What is the motive in our hearts? Is there love there? Is love the motive? And what is love? We're going to talk about that just now. Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. As for prophecies, they will pass away. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part and we prophesy in part, but when the perfect comes, the partial will pass away. When I was a child, I spoke like a child, I thought like a child, I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I gave up childish ways. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know fully, even as I have been fully known. So now faith, hope, and love abide, these three, but the greatest of these is love. This is a very popular chapter in Scripture. It's clear to see how come that is and why it is so important. It's very direct. It's very clear cut. love is very important. We cannot proceed, we cannot continue serving the Lord without understanding what love is and without walking in that love. And obviously it's not the only place in the Bible that speaks about love. But it's just so clear and concise with very practical examples highlighting mistakes and sin that we commit on a daily basis. And it's a stern reminder to each of us. Keep the main thing, must get back there. I want us this morning, amongst other things also, just to consider our relationships. Our relationship with God, what motivates us to serve God on a daily basis? What is our driving force behind doing things for God? What underpins our relationships with others in our families, in the church, in the community? Is love evident in those relationships? Does love motivate me in those relationships? And how is it expressed? I want to highlight just four aspects from this chapter that we just read. Four demands of love. And the first one is that love demands action. Read there in verse 4, love is kind. Love is kind. Yo. Sometimes, as believers,